It's like Origin, the decider. All since 3 a.m. this morning on Channel 7, it's been Biden, the inauguration, the 46th president of the United States of America. And this is what it sounded like, the actual moment in amongst all the nonsense.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute
the office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
All right, that was official bit.
How boring. No wonder no one turned up. I mean, Jesus. At least Donald Trump was entertaining. He had thousands and thousands of people at his rallies and his campaign.
But he had no one there before they started.
Sorry.
Trump had to do the exact same thing.
He's hitting the reset button for the whole nation and preaching peace and democracy.
Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause. The cause of democracy.
God, they're wankers.
He's very eloquent, isn't he? He said all of the right things,
yes,
you know?
Yes, exactly. Well, he's got to heal the nation.
My favourite part, because I found most of it pretty boring, was Lady Gaga's in the house. Turn it up, Dave. Turn it up.
Go on, you want to see? Go on.
And the hum of the
We've got Lady Gaga. Be quiet. Oh, can I check something?
Even I was proud to be an American in that moment.
Yeah.
The tears in my eyes, goosebumps on my arms. She is phenomenal.
Did she pull the meat dress out?
No, she didn't.
She was all demure, Lady Gaga. Hey, listen, let's go. Let's go to somebody who's been there since about 2 a.m. our time, Ashley Mullaney in Washington, D.C., Channel 7 U.S. correspondent. Hi, Ash.
Good morning, guys.
Ash, was it as boring as we heard?
Stop it.
No. What are you talking about? Didn't you see Gaga's outfit?
Yeah, she was pretty
spectacular.
Pretty spectacular. But it's all about Joe Biden, not Lady Gaga.
No, wait.
46th president.
I don't know.
Who else said it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Gaga might have upstaged him, to be honest. It was quite the introduction between her and J-Lo, but no, it wasn't boring. I mean, I'm a political geek, so I'm probably a little biased. Incredible moment.
Ash, well, give us the entertainment. I heard Bruce Springsteen was there, Tom Hanks, the Foo Fighters. Did any of them get up and do anything?
Tonight, that's all happening tonight. Springsteen and this event hosted by Tom Hanks, because this is in lieu of that, you know, the presidential balls and inauguration ball that we normally see. So, because COVID times, COVID has ruined all the fun things. So it's all virtual, but, you know, a good consolation prize to Tom Hanks and Bruce Springsteen to usher in a new presidency.
I hope the NRL were watching, because that's how you do entertainment, pre-game entertainment at a grand final, which is
what
we need.
Who did they have last year?
Who remembers?
The Shepherd. Good.
No, that was AFL. They did a great job at the AFL. The NRL needs to up their game. But obviously the inauguration of Joe Biden has taken place. Where is the Donald Trump? This is the first time the predecessor hasn't shown up. What's going on? Is he out playing golf?
Amazing. Probably by now he's arrived at Mar-a-Lago, and the First Lady has switched from her very demure Chanel outfit that she bought at the plane, and she deplaned in a Gucci caftan, ready to be a lady of leisure again and start a new life down in Florida.
Ash, if everyone could watch Channel 7 to check out that outfit you just spoke about, that looked like she stole the curtains from the White House and decided to throw them on as she walked off.
Gucci, darling, Gucci.
Gucci, is that what Gucci does? Now, was there any other highlight, like Kamala Harris, because she'll be taking over when Joe Biden dies in about a week?
First female to be put into office.
How did she go?
Yes, let's hope that Joe Biden lasts a little bit longer than that. I think three presidents in one year could be a little bit much to handle. But, this was a good day. I mean, this is the first female sworn in as a vice president, the first person of colour to take on that role. So making history, Kamala Harris, today, and it is a special moment. She's spoken about the fact that she hopes young girls can look at her and think, yep, I can achieve anything. So that was a really special moment. And, you know, Joe Biden just has such a huge job ahead of him. He's not just dealing with the civil unrest that we've seen, but this pandemic as well, which, as I'm sure you've seen the numbers, is just raging out of control at the moment.
As you've been there for a while, being the 7 US correspondent, I'll ask about Kamala Harris. Nearly every other nation on the earth has had a female leader, or at least a deputy leader. This is the first time. What is wrong with America? Why haven't they gotten there before this?
Well, that's a very good question. I think Kamala Harris came close, but her campaign sort of imploded right at the end. And I guess there was probably a sense amongst Democrats that America needed a steady hand. Someone like Joe Biden can walk into the White House and he won't even really need a tour. He'll know his way around the office. He can get down to work on day one. But would I like to see a female president here? Absolutely. And let's hope that the next term is a woman in office.
Yes.
Ashley Mullaney, 7 News US correspondent. Got a very busy day ahead, or for the rest of the day over there. I know it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon over there now.
Yes, it's all a bit of a blur. I'm not even sure what day it is. But yes, it is afternoon. I can tell you that much. So lovely to chat with you guys.
Yeah, you can catch all the latest and breaking news on Channel 7 at 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. We'll see you then. Ashley Mullaney, thanks for joining The Big Breakfast.